Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of September 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in 30 minutes at the bottom of this hour, I'm going to air the first half of a 20-minute interview we put together that we did with Jesse Ventura 2 days ago, or a day and a half ago, in San Antonio. We'll air the first 10 minutes of the interview that gets into 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, the JFK assassination, and then at the bottom of the next hour, we will play the second half of the interview with Jesse Ventura. There's also about 5, 6, 7 minutes more. It was really about a 27-minute interview that we'll try to play for you tomorrow. There's just not time to play it all today, but we'll play the first two big chunks coming up again in 30 minutes. And then at the bottom of the second hour, we're doing it at the bottom of the second hour because we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who joins us about once a month, coming on. He's written some amazing new articles, and we're really excited about the information he's bringing forward. One headline is, Why Bush Will Nuke Iran. Another one is, War Criminal at Bay. Another one is, The Crisis Is Upon Us. So we'll be going over all three of those stories with Paul Craig Roberts, the former chief economist at the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, the father of Reaganomics, exposing the fact that the neocons are anything but conservative. That is coming up in about 57 minutes from now. Then in the third hour, we're joined by a local activist who's now had a national effect, and she's a great lady, Vicki Karp. The new book is Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, and she'll be joining us in studio in the third hour, so definitely, definitely stay with us for that. In the meantime, I'm going to run through the news, and I was sitting here today getting ready for the broadcast. And there's so much news. It's all so important. I get to the point where my head starts spinning. I don't know what to cover first, and I can't just cover everything lightly because that doesn't give it justice, and we don't get into enough of the meat and potatoes, the actual fascia that makes this thing up. But stocks rise. Dow nears all-time high. That's one report out of AP. And, of course, it's a total fraud. And I could talk for 3 hours about this one story. Here's another one. U.S. declassifies small portion of controversial security report. Bush had tried to block its release ever since April, but when he had trouble doing it, he went ahead under national security and excised large portions of it. So you think the national assessment exposing the fact that Iraq has generated a true engine of global resistance to the hegemon of those that control this country. I don't like to say against the U.S. No, no, no. The people that have hijacked our country that are destroying Iraq are the same people. So when we hear it's generated resistance to the U.S., you mean resistance to the New World Order. And we're not part of this system, folks. We're in the lion's belly. We've been devoured by it. And somehow, in the lion's gut, chewed up in little pieces, the average American still thinks that they're physically part of the empire, and they swagger around sticking their chest out and bugging their eyes out as all their freedoms are flushed down the toilet, as their future is eviscerated. Pervez Musharraf says Iraq war makes world more dangerous. Meanwhile, the puppet leader of Iraq says U.S. troop presence keeps neighbors from invading Iraq. I want to parallel those two articles. Another story here, false rumors mark hunt for bin Laden. Everybody's been asking what the truth about bin Laden is. We'll give you our best analysis on that when we get back. Gas prices drop to below $2 a gallon. Stay with us.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I dropped the ball. I must have. My wife was asking me to respond to emails on the subject. Kevin in here producing was asking me to respond to it. Folks on the street walked up to me yesterday and asked me about it. So it must be a huge issue, and I've dropped the ball. French President Jacques Chirac, a couple weeks ago, released sections of a report he'd gotten that Osama bin Laden had died shortly after 9/11 from a disease. And it wasn't kidney failure, it was supposedly, typhus. And remember back in the 2004 election, we weren't the only ones. I mean, it was Walter Cronkite. It was Hillary Clinton. It was all these bigwigs in the Democratic Party going out and saying, listen, we've got intel that, it was a whole bunch of them, that Bush has bin Laden's dead body on ice and is planning to roll him out. That was a quote by Cronkite, that they have him, quote, on ice. Well, who said that first? And I don't want to give up sources. I can't give up sources. And I said on air back in 2002 that it could be disinfo. We wrote articles in 2002 about it. So I put it out there with a large grain of salt. But I have a source inside the White House, at the time. They've since left. Hint, hint. That doesn't narrow the field down much. Most people have left. That's all I'm going to say. High level. In the White House, and, I'm not going to say how the information came to me other than imagine people are at parties, There's a lot of people in the Bush administration live here in Austin. You go to a gala, a function, you're going to see them. I mean, back when Bush was here, the governor, you'd see him all over. And so a lot of his people live here in Austin, live around Austin, or have houses here, you know, summer houses here, winter houses, whatever. I guess it'd be winter houses. It's warm down here. Most of them live in D.C., but then come down here during the winter and during the summer sometimes. But to make a long story short, I was told that Bin Laden died of kidney failure shortly after September 11th, and that they have his body literally frozen as an ace in the hole to roll out whenever they need to. And this came from, again, a high-level individual in the Bush administration. And I'm going to just leave it right there. I'm not going to say male or female. Well, then I'm interviewing a CFR member on the show, and he says the same thing before I'd even released this info. He says, yeah, they've got him. He died of kidney failure right after 9/11, and they've got him frozen, and they'll roll him out. Whenever they want, he's on ice. Well, I go public with the source. I go public with a report from the source. And then 2 years later, 2.5 years later, in late 2004, it's all over CNN, it's all over Fox. I mean, it's seriously being discussed. Well, it's back in the news again that Karl Rove's October surprise is Osama bin Laden's dead body. Frankly, I don't know if it's true, I don't know if it's accurate, and I don't like to rumor monger here, but Jacques Chirac has come out and said he died, and everyone is asking me, is bin Laden really dead? And there's these discussions. Well, here's an AP article. False rumors mark hunt for bin Laden. He was blown up in the caves of Tora Bora. He was on dialysis and dying of kidney disease. He was in the hands of Pakistani intelligence about to be turned over to the United States. Hear my cell phone, folks? Let me see who's calling. Oh, my gosh. My good buddy Rick Linkletter's calling. He must not be listening to the show. Anyways, I'll call him back at the end of the show. Continuing here, false rumors mark hunt for bin Laden. It's my fault. I should turn phones off. In fact, I'll do that right now. I've gotten a little threadbare. So much going on. I got to commend Aaron Dykes. He has, I told him, do not pull an all-nighter. Do not stay overnight. Go home, don't stay too late. And guess what? I came in this morning, and he was here, and he'd been busy with the hours of footage we shot of Ventura. And the reason it's hours is when you got three cameras on somebody for a 27-minute interview, and you got stuff outside interviewing him, and you got stuff of him on the up there on the raised dais, you know, signing autographs. You got to dump all that. It's a computer, then edit it, then fix the sound, and then upload it to the web. And it's a long, tedious process. The Ventura interview will be up on the Internet in the next 3 or 4 hours. When the show ends today, Paul Watson's going to have a big report with Ventura's actual quotes where he comes out and goes public about 9/11 and questioning and brings up Northwoods, a lot of other key issues. But we're going to be playing the audio of that coming up in 15 minutes. We'll play the first half of it, and then at the bottom of the next hour, play the second half of it. But I've already digressed. In fact, speaking of Jesse Ventura, here's just 30 seconds or so of the interview you'll hear in about 15 minutes. Go ahead and roll it.
In the early 60s, the Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it never came to reality, but it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba. It never happened, but just the simple fact that they contemplated it and it was actually on the table in the Pentagon, I find that just very disturbing, that they would, you know, even consider using our military to try to just to justify an invasion of another country.
They did speak on Jay Leno, according to my recollection.
All right, that's good. We'll come back and get into the rest of that at the bottom of the hour. He was blown up in the caves of Tora Bora. He was on dialysis and dying of kidney disease. He was in the hands of Pakistani intelligence and about to be turned over to the United States. Rumors of Osama bin Laden's death or capture go back years, and they have always proved greatly exaggerated. The latest came Saturday when a leaked French intelligence document citing an unusually reliable source said the Saudi Secret Service was convinced the 52-year-old al-Qaeda terror chief had died of typhoid last month in Pakistan. No, try die of kidney failure in late 2001, early 2002. Officials from Riyadh to Paris to Washington rushed to insist they had nothing to substantiate the report, but not before news of it reached every corner of the globe and renewed the debate about why the world's largest dragnet has failed to get this man. Okay. You know, they're talking about disinfo on bin Laden. The government claimed they killed al-Zarqawi over 10 times. They claim they captured him 5 or 6 times. They claim they killed Chemical Ali 3 times. And they're testing this. They're seeing how stupid we are. They're training the media to announce. It was every 2 weeks or so they'd killed him. And then they'd kill him again. And there was never a retraction of the previous kill. And finally, what, a few months ago, they claimed they killed him for good, and now they've shut up and said he's officially dead. Over and over and over and over. And it came out that Saddam, indeed, if you even believe that's the real Saddam, had been captured by the Kurds 3 weeks before, had been in custody. That has been now admitted, but again, back in the newspaper. And they went and stuck him in that hole after he'd already been in custody and beat up and disheveled to pull him out to show the Marines capturing him. And on the tape is the general walking around on CNN. They even slipped out going, "Men, now here's the official story. Do you hear me? This is all you say. We found him in that hole. Where did we find him? In the hole. That's right. We found him right there just a few hours ago. Right? Right, sir." It's just like Payne Stewart. It's just like, Pat Tillman, the NFA football player. It's the same story over and over and over and over again. Private Lynch, 2 days passed. They knew that they were in a zone controlled by the U.S. They knew the Republican Guard and Iraqis had pulled out. The doctors came to the checkpoint and said, "Hey, we love America." The head doctor of the hospital was trained in the U.S. He says, "We've got your private. Come pick her up. She's right here at the hospital." And they waited 2 days, got Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer, on the phone. He scripted to CENTCOM, based in Qatar, however you want to pronounce it, and told them how to run the operation, how to film over SAT TV. He even told the Delta commanders that went in how to rescue, how to make it look, how to kick doors down. And they went and beat up and kicked down doors and scared her half to death, and she climbed under it. And then they told her, "Here's the story. Okay, you fought single-handedly, and the men all fell down and died, and you killed 5 of the Iraqis, and then you fought them with your bayonet crawling." And she said, "Well, none of that's true. I hid in the back of the truck." And forget the, you can go pull the articles. It was a Hispanic gentleman that really did most of the fighting. A bunch of the others did cower in fear. It's the new America. And he shot a whole bunch of them and got killed, and then they shot him like 4 or 5 times and came up and bayoneted him, stabbed him. And Lynch was just groveling and begging. And then a bunch of members of her unit that survived started shooting their mouths off. And so, what, 5 of them in a month were all killed? They'd get pulled over and drowned in a puddle of water. One guy was in, what, Phoenix, and someone in a black uniform popped up over the fence and double-tapped him to the head. That story was really important to the Pentagon. I mean, they were killing that whole unit. And Lynch got smart, came out and before they killed her. It would have been the hero died in a car wreck before, you know, she could blow the whistle. She came out and said, "It's all a fable. It's a hoax. None of it's true. They told me a lie. Well, it's the same thing with all of this. And if you don't know a psyops being run on you, I got a bridge I'll sell you on the surface of the moon.
Good morning. morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is September 27, 2006. Gold opened at $595.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $627.78. Again, that's $627.78 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. With the slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economical climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities. Bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas is offering the 2007 Red Book, a guide for U.S. gold and silver coins. Many of you are considering getting involved, but before you purchase precious metals, pick up a copy for reference at 1-800-686-2237. Or to evaluate the position you have already accumulated, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Part one of the 20-plus minute interview we've got with Jesse Ventura coming up in the next segment. We'll play the second part in the next hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us with his monthly visit. And we've also got Vicki Karp, who's written the new book, Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America, joining us in studio in the third hour. We'll also have time for open phones later. So the false rumors, quote, Mark Hunt for Bin Laden. Why is the AP writing about government-sponsored rumors? You notice France puts out this rumor via, or really Saudi Arabia puts it out via France, and they say, well, France put out the rumor, and then a day later said, but we can't confirm it. Well, that's what Bush does all the time. We got really serious, specific details. They were going to blow up all the planes with liquid chemicals. And then it turns out they had no liquid chemicals. They had no passports. A few of them had shot their mouths off message rooms, message boards online, and it turned out that you can't make those type of explosives in even 2 or 3 hours in a laboratory. You have to mix them all and then let it dry. You know, several inches of liquid has to then evaporate, and it takes conservatively 5 or 6 hours. We've had bomb experts on this broadcast to discuss it, former top British bomb experts that taught it in the military. And, of course, that's now all come out in the press, but back of the paper after the hoax has already been engaged in. So they hoax about bin Laden dying last month, when really my intel is he's been dead for over 4.5 years. So I'm done talking about that. The media is back out there hyping it. Here's the other types of news I have in front of me. Stocks rise, Dow nears all-time high. Blue chip stocks rose, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average neared its record high. Closed Wednesday as investors shrugged off a lackluster durable goods report and appeared satisfied with the increase in new home sales, despite the fact that they dropped. In mid-morning trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 18.41, or 0.16, at 11,687.80, just about 35 points away from its record high close of 11,722.98. Okay. Let me just end all of this disinformation now. This isn't hard to verify. You can do it. They have more than doubled the money supply since 2000. When, 6-8 months ago, Greenspan left, he had admittedly doubled the money supply in the first 6 years of Bush's administration. Bernanke, the new Fed chairman, is saying he's going to double it in the next 2 years. Then he made the money supply numbers secret for the first time since the Federal Reserve took over in 1913. That's scary. They're saying there may be more than a doubling in the next 2 years. So this creates, it's like when somebody's dying, going into shock, and they're going to die anyways, and they just keep pumping them full of adrenaline, pumping them full of other drugs. I watched my friend die a few months ago like this. They were saying, look, we can keep giving him these drugs, jacking him up, but the doses get bigger and bigger each time. Now his arteries and veins are collapsing, and then at that point they pumped him full of drugs. It didn't matter. He still died. Died with his eyes wide open, fully conscious. What a way to go. Because of the drugs. If he would have gone naturally, he wouldn't have gone through that. I don't blame him for trying to keep him alive. The point is they had him all jacked up. His eyes were wide open. He was wide awake as he went under. And I've already digressed now off into the analogy of death. The point is they're printing this money, and it's ripping all of us off. It's destroying our savings values, but it's giving you a short-term fix. But it's like a drug addict. The doses are having to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So they've doubled the money supply. They're online to quadruple it in the next year and a half now, because, again, this started 6 months ago. And so the stock market is really conservatively at about 6,000. Now that's only one way they manipulate it. Okay, so it's more dollars being invested at least somewhere where there's some value. People take these near worthless Federal Reserve notes and they then invest them in the stock market. And even though a company can go belly up like Enron or can be devalued mightily, still there's some perception of value. It's why what's been keeping the real estate bubble going. Sure, it's way overvalued, but at least there's some real value there. It's not completely fiated. It's real property or real estate. The bigger scam is that the Dow Jones Industrial 30, they take the losers out and put winners in every month. They're constantly changing it. So it's not a real index or indices. Neither is the Standard & Poor's. Neither is the NASDAQ. And I just don't know how these full-grown people who've got degrees and who aren't stupid, they just keep buying into it. It's a casino. It's a fraud. I mean, stocks are riddled with scamming and insider trading and rigging and funds protection teams and the Federal Reserve. But you get into derivatives, you get into pork bellies and the rest of it. There's so much manipulation. It just boggles the mind. So, again, everything is a hoax, folks. The stock market is a hoax. So, hey, go ahead. Don't listen to me. Invest all your money in it. The dollar, boy, it's good as gold, and I'm lying about everything. Everything's fine. Doubling the money supply in 6 years is just wonderful.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, my friends, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on the one and the only GCN Radio Network. Let me mention some of the other news that's going to come up. Fox News ratings continue to slide following a year-long trend. ESPN faked stadium cheers for Bush Sr. They've been caught doing that, and then they insert boos for people they don't like. This is propaganda, folks. WorldNet Daily story, documents disclose shadow government indicate U.S. far advanced in constructing bureaucracy united with Mexico and Canada. More and more is coming out about the North American slave grid. Peaceful Iraq war protest prompts 71 arrest. Iraq is cause celeb for extremist. More of that news starting to come out. That's just some of what is coming up. Later, before we air this part one of this Jesse Ventura interview I did two nights ago, I wanted to invite all of you to visit the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get the new video that we're carrying. Most folks haven't even, who are going to carry this, haven't even gotten this in stock yet. We've had it for about a week. 911 Mysteries. Part 1, Demolitions. This is really an excellent film and just focuses on the bombs and the demolitions in the buildings. Got a lot of never-before-seen footage, a lot of insider testimony. It really is an important documentary, and I am extremely, extremely excited to be carrying this film. Tall buildings shatter in 10 seconds. Steel beams buckle as if crushed by Superman. A volcano of ash darkens the sky. Can jet fuel perform such a feat? So we will certainly hope that you get this video. It's an excellent DVD. 911 Mysteries, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget that I have my own 9/11 film, but it covers the history of government-sponsored terror. It's the opposite of demolitions. It gives you the wide view. I think it's important to focus in just on one subject. Again, it's all a diverse way to attack this New World Order and wake the people up. Like 9/11 Mysteries is voiced by a woman, and my new film, Terror Storm, is voiced by myself. It's just different. The history of government-sponsored terror, 7/7, we go to London, expose that as an inside job, the Madrid bombing, we cover the Iraq War, the staged intelligence that brought us to that, the White House memo, the Downing Street memo, interviews with all these experts. It is an amazing documentary film, Terror Storm. You need to have it. And the toll-free number to order Terror Storm again is 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please get 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolitions. Please get Terror Storm. These films won't be seen unless you get them and show them to people and take action with this information. So again, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Part 1, Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, all my films, all the other great 9/11 films, Loose Change Second Edition, we have it all in the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And your support, your purchase of the videos not only helps educate yourself and educate others and fight the terrorist that carried out 9/11, it also funds this operation and what we're doing, and your support is always appreciated and needed. Okay, here is the first half of the interview I did with Jesse Ventura, the former governor, the actor, the Navy SEAL, and, of course, professional wrestler, entertainer, who is an icon in this country and worldwide. And he sat down with us for over 20 minutes inside the little office there at the restaurant/bar that he had been there giving a speech and signing autographs. And he talked about 9/11. He talked about JFK. He talked about a lot and why he does question the official story. And we appreciate his candor in talking to us. And he'd mentioned on a few other shows that he had a question about Payne Stewart and NORAD standdown. This is the first time he's talked about Northwoods and tied it in with the Gulf of Tonkin. So this is a groundbreaking interview. It's extremely important. So here is part one of the interview.
Man, you guys are great. You said there's been 10 minutes with each person. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
You do what you need to do.
Hey, we appreciate you. Mr. Ventura, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, I became a big supporter of you when I saw the clip online in the summer of 2003 when you were on Jay Leno. It was heartfelt, it was energy, it was pure truth. I saw you tell people thanks for standing up for the truth, thanks for standing up for what's right. You were on Jay Leno, you talked about Gulf of Tonkin. Since then it's been declassified, it was all staged. You obviously knew you were inside all of that later.
Yeah.
I would just like to get your view, your take on 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, JFK, all of it.
Well, I think the most interesting thing to talk about today is if people aren't aware that due to the Freedom of Information Act, in the early 60s, the Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it never came to reality, but it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba. It never happened, but just the simple fact that they contemplated it and it was actually on the table in the Pentagon, I find that just very disturbing, that they would, you know, even consider using our military to try to justify an invasion of another country.
They did speak on Jay Leno, according to my recollection, about how Gulf of Tonkin was staged, how you were lied to, we were lied to, you lost a lot of friends. What was it like to learn that they had staged an event that didn't really happen to bring us into full-scale war in 64? What was it like when you realized that and you learned that?
Well, it was very disappointing to believe in your country that they would lie to you to get into a war, that they would perpetrate a lie and that the media would go along with it. It's a real eye-opener, and you realize that if they would do it in the 60s, they'll do it again. If it works once, it'll work again. Government very much operates that way, and I really learned about it when McNamara did his tour with film and he came to Harvard when I was teaching there, and they pretty much had to lock me up in a room so that I wouldn't confront him. And
what would you say to him if you were in a room with him?
I would ask him why we were lied to and what the purpose was for it. The one thing I do question on 9/11 is the fact that if anyone's familiar with the Payne Stewart, the golfer, and when he died, he was flying in a private plane, and they lost contact with that private plane out of Florida, and within 30 minutes, they had a fighter jet up on the wing. And that fighter stayed with it all the way till it crashed in Nebraska, making sure that it didn't harm anyone. And the thing I questioned on 9/11 was simply the fact, where were our planes? When all of this was going on and planes were being hijacked an hour apart and there were four of them to cover about a six-hour space, at no time, to my knowledge, did we have any fighter planes up in the air. Why?
Well, the default position is to send out fighters.
Right. Why weren't they? In light of the fact that there was a cover-up that got us into the Vietnam War and there was, in my opinion, a cover-up of John Kennedy's assassination, I would just say that I don't believe it's beyond reason to not at least consider that the government certainly would do things like that.
You're here, you know about Tonkin, you know about Northwoods, you know about...
Well, I know about those things from reading on Kennedy, is how most of them came out.
That's right, Kennedy said no to Northwoods.
Through my research of Kennedy is how I learned of most of these things. I question it only because of the Payne Stewart situation.
And Northwoods.
And Northwoods. But as far as me having any knowledge that we were lied to, I don't. As far as JFK goes, well, I've been studying that for 25 years or 20 years, I guess, or more now, and I don't believe for one minute the Warren Commission. I think that it's fraudulent in the fact that if you break it down to simplistic form, if Lee Harvey Oswald is who they told us he was, this little disgruntled Marine who became a communist and decided to kill the president, then why would all the information have to be locked up in national security and kept secret for 20 years?
Well, sir, you were a Navy SEAL. Three shots in 6 seconds with a bolt-action rifle, you're not going to hit the side of a barn.
I don't believe he could make the shot.
Can you speak to that?
As far as the shots he did, three of them, and the magic bullet and the headshot, I've been to Dealey Plaza, and I don't think he could make the shots, in my opinion, because it was a difficult shot with a target going away from you and dropping, and not only that, he had to shoot through a tree. If you go up to the nest, you look and see this massive tree, and it's the same size today as it was back in 1963.
I don't buy the Warren Commission. I don't buy what their results. I don't buy that they deemed Oswald the killer, and one of the main reasons is because in our country you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Lee Harvey Oswald has never been offered a trial in a court of law to determine whether he was guilty or innocent or not. He never got that. He's been convicted by public opinion and convicted by our government.
In absentia.
Right. And the point of the matter is that that's unfair. That history should be documented that way when there's no definitive evidence that he did it, in my opinion.
We're told to give up liberty, we'll get security. We give up liberty, do we get security?
No. And I think that's very clear. Anyone that believes that is naive, because I think it was made very clear in the hurricane in New Orleans. They had 2 weeks to prepare for that and couldn't save anybody. How are they going to save you from a terrorist attack that doesn't tell you when it's going to happen?
Absolutely.
So I don't buy that we're any more safe today than we were prior to 9/11, because a hurricane in New Orleans proved that to me.
They can't and they won't help us. In fact, they didn't come with food and water. They came to confiscate guns.
In New Orleans?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Have you seen that footage of the troops taking
it? It was also, I found very interesting, that Richard Nixon had the 82nd Airborne in there when the hurricane hit back in the 70s within 24 hours. And yet this president didn't do a thing for 8 days, you know, before he reacted and sent troops in there. And for people that say that, well, you can't blame President Bush, yes, I fully blame him for the hurricane. And you know why? Because it covered more than one state. Anytime any tragedy like that encompasses more than one state, it immediately falls to federal jurisdiction. The other reason I blame George Bush for the hurricane and what happened afterwards is because the only people in our country capable logistically of handling a tragedy like that is the U.S. military. They're the only ones that logistically have the equipment to do it. It's just the fact that there were, you know, that the military is the only one capable of handling that type of disaster, and so they should have been called in immediately, and they weren't. So that tells me that the country can't protect you. You have to protect yourself.
Your whole comment on how 9/11 has been used to set up I believe it's a police state. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know if it's a police state or not, the whole war on terrorism, but I do know that anytime the government tells you they're going to protect you, be prepared because you're going to lose your freedom and your rights. And I personally, my personal viewpoint is I'd rather deal with the terrorists than I would the loss of my freedom. And I think that ultimately, I hate to say this, we're winning on the battlefield, but I think the terrorists are winning the war because they're changing America. These were also the same people that told us there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So take it with the grain of salt. They were wrong once, they could be wrong again.
You think they're wrong or that they're lying premeditatedly?
I don't know. I don't have that opinion.
But
they deliver the information. It's how the information's interpreted. You can interpret information any way you want.
You're down here.
The end can justify the means.
You're down here in Texas. You're here supporting Hinckley Freeman for governor. You obviously care about liberty and freedom, care about independence. I mean, at least that's my opinion.
And we'll back it up about a minute or so and play the rest of it. It really gets interesting. Coming up at the bottom, that is the middle of the next hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in about 14 minutes for a 30-minute news update and to give us his analysis on some of the current events that are shaping the world we live in right now. Let me plunge back into some of the news. But before I do that, let me just have a program note. Again, for those that just joined us, that was my interview two nights ago with Jesse Ventura, who was in San Antonio campaigning for the gubernatorial independent candidate, Kiki Friedman, who's running for governor. And coming up later today, we will have the interview, the 20-plus minute interview, where Jesse Ventura questions the official 9/11 fable and brings up Northwoods for the first time. This is huge. That will be posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, it's being uploaded right now to Google and YouTube, but it usually takes a few hours for them to, quote, approve all of that and then go ahead and get it out there on the World Wide Web so you can start watching it for free. So stay with us for that. But coming up in about 45 minutes, I will air the second half of the interview. Fox News ratings continue to slide. I mentioned this. Let's cover it now. Fewer Americans are watching cable news than a year ago, and Fox News is suffering the biggest desertions, according to figures posted Tuesday, September 26, at MediaBistro.com. That's one of the major news outlets that tracks the public ratings numbers. The numbers published by MediaBistro show 27% drop in Fox News total viewership during the day and 35% primetime during the third quarter of this year. Compared with the third quarter a year ago, the 2005 numbers probably were inflated by public interest in Hurricane Katrina. I would add that Patriot and 9/11 sites and Truth sites, our graphs are going straight up. Limbaugh, Hannity, Ann Coulter, Fox News, they're all going straight down. And this is a two-year trend, except for the month of Katrina, and then all media spiked in. there's just more viewership, more people tuning into news instead of entertainment. Fox News, however, lost more viewers than did other cable networks. The next closest were CNN, down 21% during the day, and Headline News down 28% during primetime. Media Bistro also reported that Fox News advantage over CNN in key age group, 25 to 54, demographic group, also has shrunk based on graphs supplied by CNN. The trend of Fox News ratings begins to look like the Limbo rock song, How Low Can You Go? How Low Can You Go? Newspaper circulation is down. Every form of mainstream media continues. And normally the media, mainstream media, only looks at itself in the last year or two. And so they go, oh, look, we're down 20-something percent in the last year. And then you look at the year before, they're down 20-something percent. You look at the year before. I mean, it is just a plunge. They keep trying to spin all of this. It's not working. Interesting story here out of Daily Kos, and it's been admitted to that ESPN fakes stadium cheers for Republicans and pro-war Democrats, but puts fake boos over if it's anti-war. And by the way, the Republicans get booed, instead of Democrats, and they will just fade down the audio and fade up fake boos, I mean fake cheers.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You got a report here by syndicated columnist William Blum. If it's election season, it must be time for a terror alert. And then they've got a quote here by Jay Leno. Quote, President Bush said the United States is still under the threat of attack. It will continue to be right up until Election Day. Hand in hand with his threat warnings, Bush keeps telling us how his war on terror has made us so much safer, bragging that there hasn't been a terrorist attack in the United States in the last 5 years since the one of September 11, 2001. Marvelous. There wasn't a terrorist attack in the United States in the last 5 years, and there wasn't one before that day either. And then it goes on. But thanks to the war on terror, practically the booming invasion, occupation, and torture of Afghanistan and Iraq, numerous new anti-American terrorists have been created since that historic day. And it goes on. And see, this is part of a larger, elaborate spin. It's the White House who's putting this out, though they excised the National Intelligence Review for the really bad stuff to be cut out. They spin it. Oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda's back. We had to go fight in Iraq. And, yeah, maybe it has created more terrorists, so now the threat is real. You better give up all your freedoms. You see, people can't imagine that neocons would fall on their swords. Well, so did Bill Clinton. So did Jimmy Carter. So did Ronald Reagan. So did Roosevelt. They take the blame for stuff all the time to get an agenda through. So they're in Iraq. They're there. They want you to think they've screwed up. They want you to think that it's civil war and that they dropped the ball when their own Pentagon documents that they don't publicize state that they wanted to break the country up in three parts. State they wanted endless civil war as a pretext to keep troops there longer and have bigger defense budgets for private defense contractors. And it's the same thing with Katrina. Oh, FEMA really screwed up. Better give us double the funding. Better give us even more draconian powers. Better let us build FEMA camps. Oh, my gosh, we really screwed up. No, they sabotaged the whole thing. And I'm not talking about did they blow the levees. I don't know. We know they jammed police communications, cut down communications towers, wouldn't let the Red Cross come in, wouldn't let the firefighters come in, the police, wouldn't let the Coast Guard in. We know they sabotaged. We know they blocked aid by design to then, quote, fall on their sword and say it was a big screw-up. Oh, we're idiots. Give us more funding. See, they look bad in the public eye, but they don't care because it's their job to get that money. It's their job to create that chaos so they can then fund its, quote, rebuilding. This is what they do. And people just don't understand this philosophy. They don't understand the globalist philosophy. And so nothing makes sense. But once you shift gears and realize their philosophy, you understand. This has happened the last several elections. I went and looked up the numbers yesterday. Even back in the 1993 election, when gas was about $1.20 a gallon, running up to the election, they dropped it about 20 cents. Now it had gone up over $3 a gallon on average for the last 2 years, gyrating between $2.50 and $3.20 a gallon on average. And right before the election, right on time, they dropped gas prices across the board. Now down to what, a national average of $2.10. Let me pull my numbers out here. Yeah, $2.10. In Missouri and areas of Kansas, this is from MissouriGasPrices.com, it is as low as $1.80 in East Jackson Boulevard. Murphy USA, BP selling it for $1.80. So in Missouri and Kansas, it's as low as $1.80 a gallon. And don't worry, after the election, it'll go back up to $3. Aha!
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.